Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2020 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak. Was that? Let me ask you a question. Where do you shop you found balls big enough to ask me that? No, really. I really, really miss shopping, and I'd love to know what the store is. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we, in no particular order. Please give a hearty welcome aboard to first-timer Rob Wilson. Rob! Hey. Woo! Rob Bob, as you please. As is our tradition with newcomers, please share any awkward moment from your early days in improv.
I maybe used to drink a little bit and smoke a little bit, and I did a show with this guy named Chris Red, and I found myself literally just standing on the back wall thinking to myself, man, he is doing a great show for about 30 minutes. He is killing it. This guy is amazing. Should I do something? Nah, I'll get in there next time. I think I sat out the whole show. But the next one, we had a great time.
I'm going to say that is spectacular and one of the best we've had. Thank you. Now say hello to Chris Alvarado. Chris, your question comes from the lady of this house, Jamie, who asks, what would you put on your preference sheet? Right? Come on.
I mean, probably two items throughout the entire time.
Yep.
And that's cold brew and egg salad sandwiches.
Yeah. Nice work.
That's a great question, by the way.
Yeah, not bad. Hey, there's Caroline Cotter. Missed you so damn much. Since we're somewhat familiar with your enjoyment of most things pertaining to poo, how often on your recent cross-country drive did you have to ask total strangers, quote, where's the shitter?
I'm so glad this could not have been a better question for me, because I pooped zero times on
what?
The trip. I
pooped zero what?
Times. What? A week? Compacted? Yeah.
Yes. It was really bad. At least a week, because then I couldn't remember the last time I pooped. You know what I mean? Like before I even left. God. So there was a point where I was like looking up like stomach massage videos, and I like woke up at like 3 a.m. with like the worst like stuck That's fart crazy. And poop.
Sure.
But I'm happy to report that once I've gotten home to New Jersey, my butthole just sensed familiar territory, and I've been, you know, one to three a day.
Hell yeah.
That's great.
I need to see a doctor.
Yeah, please. Oh man. Thank you for sharing. Look, everyone, it's James Heaney. Johnny Cakes, Jimmy, I'm going to go to Jamie's question. She wrote one for you, too. If James could have any artist design a skateboard for him, who would it be?
Oh, it would probably be whoever does the artwork for Tim Burton, unless Tim Burton is the artist that makes, like, The Nightmare Before Christmas and all that stuff. I'd want a skateboard like that, with that in mind.
Let's go with Tim Burton.
All right. Thank you, Tim Burton.
And last but no more flapjacks, if you think of least, it's Joey Greer. Come on, Commander. Where is the oddest but shareable place you've pleasured yourself?
Oh, wow. Oddest, God. But what was the other part?
Shareable, like other people could shareable. Join in. There.
Oddest,
yeah,
but...
Yeah, yeah.
No,
no.
I mean, James.
Shareable doesn't mean other people can join in.
I thought it was something that everybody could do, not like a place that like was private just to you.
He's saying appropriate to share with the world.
Yep,
yeah, that's correct. What I'm talking about too.
All right,
I yield my time to James.
No. Go ahead, Joey.
Let's do a damn show. Almost all of our scene suggestions are gathered from listener emails. If not, they come from our Patreon VIPs. To become a patron supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content, I just wrote a little short story to them all yesterday, and other perks, just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via old-timey email, please write to the podcast at your name here at alchemythis.com. That's your name here.
Alchemythis.com.
Scene number one, in fact, comes from one of those listener emails. It comes from Zach, Melissa, and Clara. who wrote, "Thank you all so much for continuing to do the show. We love each and every one of you. Had a suggestion, hopefully makes the cut. A new all-natural gym where the weights are animals. Thanks for all the laughs, Zach, Melissa, and Clara."
Three.
Yes, if you check out the system over here, we got a lot of different utilities, like, you know, pieces and all that, as long as different weights. So, you know, it's really simple. So right now we got our subscription sections are going, anywhere from 1 year to 6 years. So we got
I'm pretty basic with arms, by the way. I just do like 10 pounds, you know. So what do you have?
10 pounds? Oh, yeah. What you're going to want? We got here, we got three chihuahuas stuck in with duct tape. And then you can just grab them right from the underneath. You got a nice little dip right there for your fingies. And you can just start curling those chihuahuas like no one's business. 16. But
you have, just to be clear, you have 10 pound chihuahuas?
Oh, no, no. We got three chihuahuas bound up together with duct tape. I don't know if you heard me or not.
Sorry, but, I didn't.
So we got 1 year subscription and a six.
Sorry. This one's broken. Could I get a replacement?
Oh, yeah. You just got to toss that one. Yeah, let me just go to the back, and I'll just grab another one.
Thanks. Yeah. So you thinking about getting a membership here?
Yeah, what's the – can you give me any insights?
Oh, geez. I mean, it's not really about the weightlifting. It's really about the community. And goddamn, they've got the best instructors here. You have no idea.
Community, huh? Yeah. Oh. Wow. Is that what I think it is?
I mean, I'm not ready for that yet, but yeah, it's an elephant.
Who's deadlifting the elephant?
I've only seen the... Oh, there. He's the best instructor here.
Oh. Hey, what's up? Their house. excuse me.
Are people lifting pachyderms? Is this really happening?
I just squat them. I don't do much more with them.
Could you show me?
Okay, and you want to make sure that your form is right. You know, you get that.
Can I spot you? Can I spot you?
Please do, my
bro. Oh my god! Oh my
god! Wow! Whoa!
Oh, man. Sorry, that wasn't the elephant. That was just me.
All right, what do you need, man? Another chihuahua? Yeah, you got an injured one here. What's up?
Yeah, I just need another chihuahua.
You gotta sign out. You gotta sign in the one you're bringing in, sign out a new one.
Oh, shit. I gotta go to the. I tossed it. Let me go get
it. No. Here.
Ribbit.
Here's a form here.
Great. No, but I gotta sign. Don't I gotta bring it in or at all? Or no? I just.
Right, oh, yeah. Did you not bring the animal with you?
Well, I tossed it. That's what I'm saying. I gotta go back and grab it.
Fuck. You gotta get it.
You know what? Can you just do me a favor? Can you just let this one slide, huh? I mean, come on, dude. I got a client out there, man. He's about to send a 6 year subscription, man.
6 year? I'm about to nail it.
6 years, right. What I'm saying. He's about to send 6 years. You know how the money.
Okay. All right. So, what are you looking for in here?
Let me get two flamingos. Definitely need that chihuahua because I got to get that up there again. And let's get some armadillos. And some adolescent gator.
Hey, can I show you something real quick?
Sure. Is that that skin thing or no?
No. That's that's not going away anytime soon.
Tell me about that. You know what I think it is? I think it's milk.
Oh, okay.
You know, I think it's dairy that's causing
it. Come here.
Yeah. But even though you might substitute almond milk or
something. Check this out, okay? Look, I'm going to lift this curtain. There's a cage here. Usually this is where the ostrich sleeps.
Yeah.
I found this girl.
What?
Just hear me out.
There's a fucking woman in a cage?
Hold on. Dude,
what the fuck, man? There's a woman in a cage,
what
the fuck?
Do you... We'll get people signing 10, 20-year contracts. You understand that?
This is sick, dude.
You haven't even fucking met her, man.
Dude, I don't care, man. How many times we get drunk and you tell me that people are animals? Oh, my God, dude.
Hey, what's up?
This is Mary.
Hey.
Hey, Mary.
Yeah.
Give her a curl.
I'm not going to give her a curl, man.
Give me a curl. I'm heavier than I look. I have dense bones.
Check this out. All right, Mary, come on out of the cage. Come on out.
Oh, my God, man. This is crazy, man.
Just give her a curl. Tell me it doesn't feel.
Wait, oh, my God. Did we match on Tinder?
Holy shit, I think we did.
Oh, my God. Shit. You ghosted me.
No, my app shut down.
All right, Mary, yeah, enough with that. Mary.
But I'm just saying we had a date set up. I was like alone at a bar.
All right, get back in the cage. Get back in the cage.
Get in there.
At a bar.
Get in there.
You guys, I'm heavier than I look. Dude. You can't.
I've been looking up to you for so long, and I was just wondering, like, I used to use Chad as my instructor, but I'd really like to switch up and see if maybe what your schedule's like.
Are you saying you're ready for the derm?
I mean, I'm not ready, but there's no way I can get ready without somebody to ready me up.
I'm just saying, we only do, you know what I mean, safari animals or better. Okay, we're dealing with derms, we're dealing with rhinos, we're dealing with other rhinos.
I mean, I've done domesticated animals for a long time. I did a St. Bernard. Ooh, I did an alligator, but it was domesticated. It was big.
Okay. All right. I lost my last dude to a non-domesticated alligator. I'm sorry. No, hey, don't worry. He had a long, long life. He was 27 years old.
Uh-huh. Wow. If only I could be so lucky. My doctor says I've done too much, you know, lifting.
Yeah.
I'm probably not going to last that long, but I want to use these years I have left to lift something important.
Hey, man, you might only be 26, but you look 35, all right?
Really?
Yeah, wow. Hell yeah.
Wow.
Come on under my wing. Let's do this thing.
City council members? People of the board.
I'm saying, you know, yes. What I mean? Like, if she just paid up, that I would.
Today I come to you, and I ask a humble request, not only as a citizen, but also as a business owner. Mm-hmm. There have been too many accidents.
Okay, you now have the time. You can speak. Go ahead. And
city council
minutes,
members,
please,
members of the board. Should I just go from where? Did you hear me?
2 minutes starting.
Yeah,
starting. Okay. Well, now.
City, I'll just get to it. The zoo gym is pickup. Is there someone? Is that what he said?
Yeah, there is a pickup, but you also
eating into your time. Yeah.
Okay. Well, the zoo gym is causing too many accidents. Too many people are being eaten. Too many people are coming to my medical office and just being completely eviscerated. The scar tissue. I mean, you don't understand. It's disgusting. Ma'am.
You're saying that the injured individuals head over to your medical facility. Is that correct?
Yes.
Well, then what's the problem?
Sounds like it's making jobs. Sounds like it's making jobs.
What an idiot! And that's your time. Who's next?
Why are they taking me?
Yeah, I believe next I would like to ask some questions about the gym. That gentleman was talking about it. The membership's available.
It was a woman. Yeah, go ahead.
You know, to each his own. Does they have membership?
Okay, and your time is starting. Your time is starting now.
I would like to get a membership. It sounds incredible.
We're not the zoo gym. We are the city council. You can just walk right next door to the zoo.
Right, but somebody here should be able to hook me up. No,
you can.
We're not going to give you our city council discount.
Yeah,
we're not
paying city council discounts.
Do I pay you?
No.
Wait a second, well, hold on, guys. If he pays us,
then that's money.
I mean, I heard it was $400, and I brought cash.
Money in our pockets. Money in our pockets. Look, Mary, I appreciate you being on this trial experiment. You know, this is a new thing.
Can you just let me out of the cage? I want to just put on underwear. You know what I mean? Like, for instance.
See, that's the thing. I feel like we're not going to be able to revolutionize this sport. Revolutionize this way of working
sport?
Out.
What sport? You're a gym.
Yeah, the sport of working out.
I don't think that's a sport.
I think I'm just going to let you out and let you go. Like,
okay.
I don't think this is going to work. All right. Here, I'll let you out. Yeah, I don't.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Sorry, this is so weird. I thought it was a lifetime kind of thing.
I thought so too.
Lifetime contract.
I understand. I was kind of looking forward to like you and I were going to change the world together, but I guess you don't.
Hey, I need a shovel. The elephant just dumped a whole. Oh, is everything all right? Or
why don't I get a shovel? Why don't you talk to Mary?
I don't want to talk to her, dude.
I can hear you. I can hear you. You're whispering right. between me like I'm a pane of glass, but I'm a human being.
Cool. That's true.
All right, I'm out of here.
I'm going to grab the shovel. No, dude, do not. I'm walking with you. I'm not saying anything.
No, if you want the shovel, it's... Don't touch him also. You know that's contagious.
What's contagious?
His skin disease.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. I fucking forgot, dude.
He's got it now.
Oh, fuck. Oh, shit.
Okay, so do you want the shovel?
Oh, fuck. I don't. Yes.
Okay, then admit that you ghosted me.
Okay, I ghosted you. I ghosted your ass, all right? I got scared. You started talking to me on the app. I didn't know how to talk back. I'm not good like that, okay? I just wanted the attention for a little bit. I'm sorry that fucking happened, okay? I want a relationship, but I don't know how to give. Don't you understand? I just take.
Okay, Muffins, Buttons, Terrence, and Jim, this is the meeting of the weightlifting chihuahuas.
Yeah, okay.
Guys, we lost another one of our guys. Somebody dropped us earlier, and I called this meeting because I'm thinking to myself, guys, we're talking chihuahuas, for goodness.
Yeah.
We can get better work than just being lifted up all the time.
I don't like being lifted up. For example, where else could we work?
Yeah.
I would imagine.
All right, Chihuahuas, welcome to the strip club. Now, you don't just get to walk in here and work here. This is an audition first. I'll put on...
Somebody smoke my cigarettes!
Go ahead.
Does somebody want me to... Do you want me to take off my collar? Is this now when I take off my collar?
Look, the choice is up to you, all right? You do the best you can. We'll see if it works.
What's
here.
Your name?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You call me Tanner.
Tanner, what do you think of this buttonhole of mine?
Are you referring to your butthole?
My balloon tie. What do you think?
Look, it doesn't matter what I think, okay? It matters what the sick fucks who come here think, all right? Now,
right.
You have an opportunity to make money here. You're talking chihuahuas, for goodness sakes. Listen, I don't know what else you think you could do. I think you could either be lifted as weights.
Right.
Or shake your little booties. But it's
That's
up
it.
To you.
I've got a whack. Okay.
Jesus Christ.
It's true. I've seen it.
Where's my cigarettes?
Okay. Well, I'm going to put on the CD you brought me. All right. And you go ahead and take it away. And
Kids Bop, Volume 2.
That's our first scene.
That is our first scene, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my.
I got a whap.
Wow. Hello.
We got our first whap. Scene 2 comes to us from patron VIP Kevin, who wrote, "Back off, James. This is for KP. Hi, y'all. This is also KP, a.k.a. Kevin Prado." Ah, we remember Kevin Prado. A.k.a. Swant Trizzle. All right. You're all
oh,
truly.
Oh, that's. I know who Swan Trizzle is.
Oh. Did you guys
Different
meet
story,
online?
Though.
What's going
yeah.
on?
Yeah. We play marbles together sometimes.
Marbles?
Wait for it.
I heard yeah, marbles. It's a long story. I'm sorry.
It's really not that long of a story. You said it. You
play marbles online.
Beginning, middle, and end.
The other KP continues. You're all truly made my birthday. One that I will never forget. Shout out to Chris for the sunny appearance and also to Joey for initiating the singing of Happy Birthday to me. I hereby retract all of my hashtag fuck Joeys. James, you definitely have red hair. You admitted it via a song on Twitch. And I believe that is legally binding.
It is.
Yeah. I lost a bet in marbles to him and he made me sing that song in the bet. That's a story.
What a weird life.
Told
dude.
You, it's a long story.
What is Marble's code? Yeah.
That is a fair question. You do not have to answer. Chris, as I said on subreddit, you are my favorite alchemist. Your struggle in life and your success on this podcast is inspiration for us all. My scene suggestion is scratch off lottery tickets. I love the lot of you. You are the bee's knees. KP.
Okay, so
I
the problem is that when I scratched with a quarter on this ticket, it went straight through to the other side.
So it's
a broken lottery ticket, so I need to get a new one. I'll take another from the same roll.
I got this one, miss. We call that tough shit skis, pal. All right? I'm next in line.
What kind of racket are you guys running here?
I'm next in line.
It's not a racket. You're supposed to scratch it up, so you can either pay for a new ticket or continue scratching off the thing.
You scratch the hole in it, ding-dong. I mean, that's such a rookie move.
You guys have made, it's like a one-ply toilet paper.
You want a thick lottery ticket?
Yeah, it's literally paper thin, ding-dong.
Listen, I think that you guys don't even have a winning ticket in that role. I don't think there's a winning ticket.
I don't know if we have a winning ticket, asshole.
I have three winners. I got three winners right here. Can I
step aside? Yeah, let me cash this in.
Take it,
bitch.
Okay, Luke, now listen, all right? Now, when we go into this convenience store, okay, we got to make this sale, all right? Now, look, what we need to do is we just need to ask them if it's okay, all right, for us to put up some flyers for that new zoo gym, all right? And if they say yes, the zoo pays us, right? The zoo gym, whatever. God damn it. Look, okay, we need this. Okay, Luke, we got to do this. We got to do it right, okay? We don't got a lot of options outside of here. You understand? Ooh.
Okay.
Were you asleep, Luke?
No.
Luke, were you goddamn asleep?
I was definitely awake.
What did I say?
Zoom?
What did I say? Zoom?
You said
Jesus
Zoom?
Christ, Luke. No, I didn't say Zoom. I didn't say Zoom, Luke.
No.
God.
No?
No. No. Oh, God. We got to put up
a flyer on the Zoom.
What? Put up a flyer on the Zoom? Wait, Luke, that's genius. Put up a flyer.
Okay, listen, you all work here at the lottery. I don't need to tell you that. Or maybe I do. Because most of you are fucking up.
Where are my cigarettes?
Most of you are fucking up. Now, I'm going to pull down this week's numbers alone. Now, Janet.
Oh, my God, there's a spider there. When you pull it down,
Jesus
a spider
Christ,
came down.
Christ, it's an old building. Janet, look at your numbers. You made 70 million winning tickets. That's too many, Janet.
Okay, and the problem is...
We gotta pay for that. Now, for instance, Daryl, this looks nice. 200 winning tickets. That feels about right. You see the difference there, Caroline?
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Wait, who are you talking about? Are you talking to Caroline or who are you talking to?
Excuse me.
You know my dead wife is named Caroline, and occasionally I refer to her.
Yes. I got a question. The 200 winning tickets, does it matter how much the winnings are for? Because I didn't mention in there that each of those were $100 million winners of my 200 winning
Daryl,
tickets.
Daryl, you were, Jesus.
It was an oversight.
Here's the problem. You're all too soft. You're all too soft.
We just want people
about?
To win.
We don't want people to win.
Caroline, I want to make the world a better place.
Get out of the gambling business, Daryl.
I just think, I have a pitch. Because
okay,
I think the way the lottery works now in our current year, 1982, is we all just kind of write the lottery tickets, right? And then we have the technology to press the scratch over. So what if, because, if I'm just picking and doing whatever I want, I'm just going to be making winning tickets.
Why?
What if we have, because I want people to win the lottery. Because everyone's oh, I'm never going to win the lottery. And I'm like, maybe what if you do? So what if we have like a machine make them, or maybe like a smart boy locked in a room or something?
Okay. Do you have either of those available?
Yeah.
Hello there. My name is Niles. I am the smartest boy. Quite intelligent. Yes, I am.
All right. Do you have an appointment or something? Or?
Oh, I don't believe I'll be needing an appointment. As the smartest boy, I figure that someone needs lottery tickets made. Am I not correct?
Look, I just work security. I don't know what goes on upstairs. Look, you're going to need an appointment, Niles. Right? And if you are the smartest boy, why don't you answer me this? How fast does
17.
Holy shit. That's exactly... I was going to ask, how fast does water run? That's
17.
17. Holy shit. Yeah. You know what? Forget the appointment. Follow me.
Hey, Jimmy, my key card's not working. Can you buzz me
give
through?
Me a second. I got to take this smart kid up.
All right, come on. Come on.
Hey, Jimmy, what's up, dude? Hey, are we doing lunch today?
Get the hell off of me. I got to take this smart kid up.
Fuck.
Hey, Jimmy, your wife's in labor.
I don't give a shit. I got to take this smart kid up.
Okay, come on. All right.
All right, now, Niles, right here, this is the golden room, okay? This is where the board decides all this shit, all right? So I haven't been inside, not loud, not smart enough, but I want you to go in there and do the best you can, all right? Do the best for all of us.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome.
Hey.
Oh, man.
Hey. Yeah? Yeah. You're a good boy.
Ding dong. Ding dong. Hello, lottery.
Hello, it's me, Niles. I am the smartest boy. I am,
Oh, we were just now talking about finding you. How did... Oh, you found us. Oh, you are smart. Come inside, quick. Has anybody seen you arrive?
Just Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy,
you should give him a promotion. He's quite good.
He is. He is good. Listen, we haven't really hammered out the details yet, but we're...
Golden tickets.
I think that in all fairness, I'm just a middleman. I should bring you straight to the top. Is that fair?
Yes, of course.
Niles, is it?
Yeah, it is now.
Okay. I'm nervous because your success is my success here. Ooh. Am I sweating?
You are sweating quite profusely.
Oh, shit.
But it's more like a glow. Look at you.
Oh, really? Okay, good.
Yeah, you got a sweet little face there.
Mr. Lotto. Mr. Lotto, can I come into your office?
Yeah, come on in.
I'm sorry.
Hold on. It's Mr. Lottery.
I'm sorry. I thought...
No, you fucking...
I'm sorry.
Call me Lotto.
Please let go of my shirt. Mr. Lottery, please.
Who do you have with you?
This is Niles. He's the smartest boy.
Be kind, Mr. Lotto.
Yes, Caroline.
Who are you talking to?
My dead wife. She calls me Lotto. She used to call me Lotto, too. What do you want? And who is this young child? What is this boy doing here? Is he my lunch?
Niles is a smart, not just smart, but the smartest boy. He's the smartest boy. He, in fact, looked for us. I didn't even... You sent me to go find him. He found me.
Daryl, leave us.
I've got...
Niles!
Hello. Yes. I'm Niles. I'm 9 years old. I am the smartest boy. And I'm here to increase your profits here at the lottery, Mr. Lotto. Mr. Lottery.
Thank you. Niles, you seem like a good kid.
Yes.
But have you ever seen one of... these? That is called a supercomputer, and that noise you hear is steam shooting through the machinery. Yes, it's pressing and pumping and making numbers. So the only way I see for you to have a spot here at this company is to, frankly, compete against this machine.
I'll take that machine down to Chinatown. I mean, whichever town is the most appropriate, I suppose.
Yeah, I think Chinatown works.
Okay, Daryl, I'm looking at your charts, and, well, you do sweat. I just don't know why you can't tell that you're sweating.
I feel it, but everybody says conundrum. I've got a glow about me, and then I wonder if it's sweat or if this is just what success feels like.
I was worried about this. There was a disease I was working on from
You were working the zoo on gym. It?
Yeah, I was working on it. I was tailoring this disease to fight other diseases. It was supposed to be a disease to end diseases. And it looks like it's infecting different members of our society. It looks like you might be one of the hosts of
this
disease.
This sounds like it's good if it's a disease to fight other diseases. Is it kind of like the spider that bit Spider-Man and gave him superpowers?
Thank you, nurse. I'll take it from here. Oh, how are you today?
What are you doing? I'm a doctor. what is happening? I feel like I might be part of some sort of...
How are you doing today? What's up?
Well, you tell me. Am I sweaty or am I glowing?
Yeah, you're sweaty like normal. Sure.
Uh-huh. Do you think it's possible?
Hey, get out of here, nurse. I'll take it from here.
Yes, you got it, doc.
I feel like, I feel...
Gentlemen, I don't see the zoo flyers anywhere.
Oh, right, yes,
I saw one on Zoom.
Right, yes, well, that's a new program, you know, it's 1982. We're trying to figure this technology out for ourselves, and Zoom...
Is he sleeping?
Huh?
Is he sleeping?
No.
Oh.
No, Luke wasn't sleeping, no.
Luke, what did I just say?
Zoo.
Whoa. Okay. All right. You're on board. You're on board. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. So, listen, we had a deal, gentlemen. You pass out 200 flyers, you get 200 big ones.
Yeah, right. Right. Which we did. Which we did. We came back with no flyers. So
let me see.
Oh.
I want you, yeah. Open your mouth. Luke, is he sleeping?
No. He's no.
Huh? What?
Hey, excuse me, I found a couple hundred flyers outside on the sidewalk there, and I didn't know if I should bring them back inside here.
Thief! He stole them! He must have stole them from all the shops that we sent them to. He must have stole them from all the shops that we gave them to. This guy's a fucking thief. He's a fucking thief.
All right, I gotta call the cops. I'm sorry, sir.
No, and listen, I just found these on the sidewalk. Why would I steal flyers? I mean, that's some pretty weak shit, right?
I don't know why you would steal them from each individual place and then put them back into a neat little stack like that. That's strange.
That's strange as hell. Piece of shit.
Hello. It's more than strange. It's
911?
Improbable. This is the police.
Implausible.
The 911 police. Go ahead. You're live with a room of experts. You've got the police. You've got ambulances. You've got firemen.
Oh my gosh!
We've got everything you need. You're live. What's your problem?
Okay, so 911.
Also got a one chef. Shot. Don't forget the chef.
The chef. Nobody needs the chef. Nobody's calling 911 for the chef, but we do have a chef on hand.
Welcome back to Jimmy and the Ding Dong. The police reports in the morning. What's up?
Jimmy and the Ding Dong.
There's an emergency. You've called 911. What's going on?
I got two emergencies, actually. One, I got a thief stealing from me. And two, I don't know the exact way to hard-boil an egg. It always gets overcooked.
He said egg.
Members of the city council, board members, I come to today with a request of the utmost importance. For some reason, 911 dispatch has been funneled into a shock jock radio station.
Wait, what was that?
Okay, ma'am. Hello. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the city council meeting. Your time. You get 2 minutes, and your time begins. This is my favorite.
Look at the anticipation.
I know. It's great.
Are you getting a boner?
No.
I was talking to you. No, I was talking to the mayor. I'm getting the mayor.
Oh, okay. I was going to say,
but
you
look like you are, too.
This is fresh.
Is my time to start yet? I can hear everything you're saying.
I can't get an erection at any other time.
Interesting.
It's weird.
What's with that?
And I'll go, I'll be like, come on.
Yeah, smack it. Slap it around. Yeah.
Smack it.
Yeah.
And then now, you know, I'm like, holding up. Begin.
Mayor, I think that might be just a stress thing. I don't know. But all in all, we seem to have our 911 dispatch going to a shock jock radio station. Jimmy Ding Dong or something. I'm not 100%, but
it's Jimmy and the Ding Dong.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Now, does that station play in your medical facility?
It's FM. It plays anywhere. So, yeah.
So it sounds like you're making money.
I've got an erection.
Okay, Niles. So far, you have beaten Miles, the computer, 2 times.
How about
now,
him?
We have one last test.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure you're going to pass this one. This is more of a personality test. And Miles, even though he's a big steam machine box, he's got a great personality, okay?
He looks like he has a good personality.
Okay. Jeez, what a burn. There he is. All right, Miles. Good boy. Only one of you can save the future of lottery. Only one of you can make this business profitable in my dead wife's honor. I hear you, baby. So here's the question. Why?
Chartreuse.
Miles?
Good luck.
He's breaking. You killed him. Niles, you did it.
Yeah, it looks like I did.
Caroline's in hell. The go.
What, you son of a bitch? All right, Niles, when can you start? We need you now.
due to child labor laws, I can only do like a half an hour a day. And I have to have my own tutor, but I can get in here. What's today? The next Monday? The Monday after this one's going to be a holiday. The next one after that, for sure.
I don't care if you're security. I want to show this paper-thin lottery ticket to Mr. Lottery.
Listen, but no one's getting up there unless I say so. You understand?
Well, I have a paper-thin, one-ply toilet paper lottery ticket, and I know it was supposed to be a winner.
Yeah, guess what, man? I got an all-purpose tool on my tool belt that I can shimmy onto a screwdriver and shove it right into your fucking stomach.
Hey, Jimmy, your wife's still in labor, dude. You can make it in time.
No, it's fine,
Why don't you just go help your wife in labor and let me go up there and argue with the Mr. Lottery?
Look, me and my wife understand that we got jobs to do. Her job is to constantly give birth. My job is to stand here at the security desk and make sure the people that are supposed to get up there, get up there. Don't you understand?
This is bullshit. I'm leaving.
Bye. Holy shit. My God, what a fucking day. My God.
You son of a bitch.
That's right, man. That's right. I got a tarp in here I can throw on you, man. You get the hell out of here.
Don't you throw that tarp on me.
All right, get out of here.
All right, I'm leaving.
All right, bye.
Hello. I only have $1 left. I would like to purchase $1 scratch off, please.
Yeah, sure. Which one? We got seven. What, seven?
Yes, please.
You want? Okay. Here you go. Good luck.
Could I perchance borrow a penny or a quarter, perhaps? Just, I'll give it right back to you.
We find quarters will scratch right on through that shit paper. So why don't I give you a penny?
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Sure. Good
match.
Luck.
Three like prizes. Yep. Win that prize.
Simple enough, right?
Okay. Oh, we got an elephant.
Nice. So, sweet, sweet pachydermy.
Okay, I got two elephants.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, shit.
You know they do this. They set you up for disappointment. It's kind of the way they do things at the lottery.
Is that your AC fucking up?
That's my brother Jim. He's a big scary movie fan, so
I'm now.
He got a microphone and speakers set up
in slow motion.
Yeah, no, you can go ahead and scratch through that. It's not going to be an elephant.
I'm going to take my time.
It's probably going to be a snake.
I see eyes.
Yep, that's the snake.
Ears.
Uh-oh, I don't think a snake has ears.
Trunk.
Everybody down. Everybody get the fuck down right now.
No, please, no.
Everybody get the fuck down.
Bang!
Oh, shit. Oh, my God, you shot him. Why the fuck did you shoot him, man? Oh, fuck my God. Look, man. Okay, I'll put my gun down.
Is that guy asleep? How did he shoot me? Oh, fuck.
That is scene two. That is scene two.
Poor Luke. Poor Luke.
Definitely
just killed somebody.
Titled, Is That Guy Asleep?
Scene three comes to us from Craig, who wrote, Hello, gang. Longtime listener, first-time writer. Thank you all for being you and supplying an industrial surplus of laughs. What? My scene suggestion is short and sweet, just how you like them, with just two things to get you going. Oh, perfect. Traffic stops and orgasms. Love and respect, Craig!
Ed, do you know why I pulled you over? Dang. Who's the funny guy in the back seat there?
That's my husband. He's okay. Kind of like doing like a sex thing right now.
Oh, sure. I understand. This might have something to do with why I pulled you over. You were weaving pretty bad back there.
Yeah, I thought that's why you pulled me over.
So you were going to guess weaving?
Yeah, weaving through like five lanes of traffic, going the wrong direction. I thought maybe, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, do you think that actor Hugo Weaving is going to be in the new Matrix movie?
Hugo Weaving?
Yeah, he played the guy in the Matrix movies who says Mr. Anderson. You know that guy? Oh, he's an Australian actor.
He's so good.
Your husband. Good job, honey. Good job. Yeah, no, I actually didn't know him by name. So interesting. Right. The only thing I know from that is like the not like this. You know what I mean? When
sure,
not
of
like
course.
This. Yeah.
Yeah. Sir, you got a little on the headrest there. Well, all right, man. If I let you go with a warning, could we watch the weaving a little bit?
Yes. I'll do my best. I can't guarantee anything because when my husband's in a state like this, it's kind of...
Which state would that be if you had to name it?
Well, if you had to guess, what would you say? And let's say this. Let's say it on the count of three at the same time, okay?
All right.
Ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1, like having an orgasm. Ugh. Yeah, exactly. So kind of.
So Taylor, are you making a lot of friends over at the new position you got, working the traffic beat?
Yeah, listen, I don't know if I'm making friends as much
What's
as I'm
this,
collecting
What's
information.
This? Like, this is a turn of energy, my man.
Yeah, you know, I've been a little scattered today. I pulled this couple over and the husband was in the back seat. Arriving, if you know what I'm saying.
Was he driving? I don't understand.
No, she was driving. He was arriving.
Oh, you're making a jerk off motion. I get it. Yeah. Okay. I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah. So you the arriving crazy? Part would be clear to you now?
Uh huh. Yeah. You're flicking water in my face. Yeah. So I've been getting a lot of those stops too. This is pretty wild. I don't know
the
what's
sex
going on.
And the driving thing.
Yes. What's up? People are getting off to this stuff. You know. Hey, I don't mind. You know what I'm saying? I'm a loose guy.
Yeah. No. It's I've seen the posters, but let me ask you something. When you get one of these, do you just kind of talk through it? Do you ignore it? Because I kind of, you know. Pretended like it was nothing bigger than him picking his nose or something, you know?
Right, yeah. No, same thing, yeah.
Because I'm not sure it's a ticketable offense.
Well, I mean, definitely indecent exposure.
I didn't see anything.
Disturbing the peace, you know, a lot of things we could tell.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, what do you want, officer? Oh, fuck yeah.
No, you know what?
Fuck yeah. What do you want, officer? Know.
Your taillight is out. Let me see if I got a towel in the squad car. Jesus, that's a lot.
What's wrong?
I have an empty Dr. Pepper can. Does that work? Or, I don't know. It's a, I don't know how much it'll help.
Is there anything else I can help you with? Or is there something I did wrong? I
got to
step out of my car. I can't smoke in there.
Whew. Get on the ground. Get on the ground, buddy.
Wait.
Get on the ground. You're out of your fucking vehicle. You're under arrest.
Oh, sorry.
You're under arrest, my man.
Me?
Yes,
I wanted to have a cigarette.
I'm just kidding, man. I'm messing with you, dude. I'm messing with you.
Thank you.
I'm loose.
Oh, thank God.
I'm loose, man.
Oh, my God. Thank God.
I'm just crazy. Hey, what are you doing tonight?
They scared the shit out of
me. What are you doing tonight?
What am I doing tonight?
Hey, do you want to see a movie or?
I mean, I'm kind of with somebody. We were probably gonna hang out after this.
Okay.
All right, sweetie. I am just about wrapped up here. I can start driving now if you wanted to to get to knocking them out.
Thank you. That's so sweet. I love that you are like listening to me because you know this was our fight last week about how you never offered to switch and like
I know.
We're doing it.
Yeah,
okay.
No, I'm
Mom, Dad, we're still getting Happy Meals, right?
Yes, honey, we're going to make a drive to McDonald's.
We're going to get the Happy Meals. Jesus.
You know the McDonald's is 2 hours away from where we live, honey, so that's why you have to take the highway, okay?
Can I have more iPad time?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. Put those headphones back on there, little buddy.
Okay. Mr. and Mrs. Harper?
Yeah.
Is it okay if I spend the night?
I'm going to have to call your mom, okay? Can I, what's your mom's number again?
My mom's number is 304.
Okay.
Wait a second, I'll take it down. Hold on. Okay.
T92. Seb Burger Click.
Okay.
Hello?
Oh my God,
hello?
I just immediately called. That's...
Hello?
Did you put a Siri in our car, babe?
I did put the Siri in the car.
Hello? I don't hear anybody there. I don't think
it's... Well, hang it up, then.
All right, I'll hang it up.
don't know. Well,
hello?
And it just shut. We don't have to say phone or anything. It just starts ringing. I didn't hear a ring.
But just don't be picking up the phone if no one's on the other line. Right? It rang. It rang like three times, and I didn't hear anything.
I didn't hear a ring.
Oh, you're always by the phone.
You're always by the phone.
Well, of course I am. I was waiting for a call.
What do you think's gonna call, huh? Who do you think's gonna call? I'm here. Who else do we know?
Well, what about our son?
So does you want the whole? You want all the carpets in every room steamed, or did you want just the master?
I think that we should get the whole place steamed.
Oh, great. How much is that going to cost, huh?
I think that the thing is if we have them come out for a second trip.
I'll boil a pot of water and I'll dump it on the rug.
That never works.
Isn't that what you fucking do, buddy?
Ma'am, all right. Get your hands off me.
Just please. He's right. It's cheaper to do it all at the same time, right?
Not really.
No? There's no discount for multi-rooms?
So it's $1,000 a room. You have three rooms.
$1,000 a room.
This is Berber carpet, honey. We need.
You wanted a 100-room house, and I got that for you. Now I got to pay $100 a room, huh?
$1,000. It's worth it.
Oh my God! Even more zeros.
Do you know how many germs are in carpet?
You seem like good people. You seem like good people.
Yeah, we are.
Your husband's right, sir. You're right. If you just boil water and throw that boiling pot of water into the middle of any and every room, it'll do the same thing.
It feels like to me, it's not that the boiling water seems to work. It's just we can't seem to get it out. I spend days with towel after towel wringing it out, kneeling on the carpet on top of it.
Stan, I'm looking at the sales sheet here. You sold, 17 houses with the carpet cleaning today.
Yes, sir.
One day.
Now, listen, Mr. Logan, you've been a wonderful employer. Today's going to be my last day working here.
Oh, no.
Well, yeah, hear me out. You're right, I'm good.
I brought you in here to offer a raise.
And I appreciate that, but my name is Stan.
Yeah.
My real name is Stanley.
Okay, is that what this is about?
I think I'm going to start my own business. Now, I don't want to compete with you, okay? I just feel it's my calling.
Right. But you're not going to sell steamers.
I'm not going to sell steamers. No, I'm going to steam.
So, Stanley, these computers run on steam. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, sir. I don't know if you know this, but back in 1982, one of the first supercomputers used steam. And what the companies found was not only were they getting great numbers, but they were getting emotion. So.
Okay.
You can see here on my documents here, if you buy two of these, it's really going to save you money in the end. And
look, you don't do a lot of these sales, do you? It looks like you started a new business. Am I right?
Mr. Steamer, is it? I've got the track that's going to take your business all the way to the top. Big bonds of the Jingle Bacon. and I think that we got something special for you.
Okay. I need help.
Don't you worry. We've been working on a couple things. First one, here we go. Steam them up good. Stanley's going to steam them up good.
Okay, that one seems a little aggressive. What else you got?
All right. A lot of people like to go with the triple them up. Okay, that's fine. And that's the whole 30-second spot.
That's pretty good. I think I'm sold on that. Unless you got anything else. Right now, I'm going with option two. Unless you guys want to throw one
out. Stanley Steam.
Whoa. Okay. Now I'm torn.
Yeah. Well, those are the best ones that I got.
Okay.
Stanley, you said you had some notes you wanted to show. That backed up some of your ideas for the company. Could you show those to me?
It's really one note. Well, it's one piece of paper on a notepad. I drew a van here, and this is a yellow van. And I think...
Could you show it to me, though? I would like to see it.
Sure. So yeah, that's it's a yellow van.
Right. And, that's good stuff.
And, and I think it'll be like, you know, moving advertisement
right?
For me. Look, that's all I got. If I'm going to be honest with you, I thought I was going to hit immediately. Stanley right. Steamer.
Yeah, no, I understand. It's a catchy name. Yep. We put it on the side of a van. You get 1,700 vans driving around the city. Guess what? You got a success. A question for you is, are you going to buy 1,700 vans?
Look, all we got to do is just drive these vans around the city, okay? And then people are going to know about the company, okay? That's all we got to do. We got to drive. But look, man, I got to tug off. So you got to drive right now, okay? You got to drive. All right, look, are you asleep? Hello? Are you asleep?
Jerk off.
Jesus, man.
What?
Huh?
Jerk it.
Okay.
Is it my turn to jerk it again?
No, it's not your turn to jerk it again. I've been doing the 12-hour shift, my guy. Okay, now look. Look, man. Oh, it's an owl. It's an owl. Oh, my God. Oh, it's an owl.
Excuse me, but I purchased a jingle from you guys not more than 60 days ago for Steve Steamers. It goes Steve Steamers, and I've been hearing it play on the radio, the television, cable, mm-hmm. Netflix, Hulu, all of it, baby. And it's got somebody else's name on there. I paid good money for that jingle.
Wait a second. So it says Steve.
Well, this one says this one says Stanley at the end. But
well, that's obviously the song was written. Song. That's a different
but
word.
You,
everybody,
you wrote
can see
the Steve. You wrote that for Steve Steamers.
Yeah, hey, but if I
what
say
the hell is going on here? Well, I'm Keys. Okay, Van Nuys. Yeah. Keys on Van Nuys. Yeah. You sold me that saying that was a goddamn original, and it sounds just like Steve Steamer.
Am I saying a different word? Because every different, it's just like that Ice Baby song where one song is doop 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 doop. My song is doop 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 doop.
Ah, this is bullshit.
Steve.
Key.
Yeah.
Welcome to Keys on Van Nuys. How did you hear about us?
I heard heard from a
we're twins.
One of the FM channels.
Yeah.
Oh,
heard
hi.
From one of the FM channels.
Yeah. Oh, you heard one of our ads.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Can you tell that we're fraternal? So
we're fraternal twins.
Can you tell that we're twins?
Nope. Couldn't tell at all.
We are.
Which one's older? I always like to
guess.
I'm really good at this. You sure you want me to guess?
Yeah.
Sigma, Delta.
No. Huh.
And I think that's a clue. That's a clue. Keep that in mind.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah. Yes. You on the right here. Yeah. You're definitely older.
Correct.
Yeah. By like seconds, though, right?
Correct.
That's right.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Hey, ladies. Pardon me there, Tom. You looking to buy a car here at Keys?
That's one of our salesmen, Steve. I'm going to let him take it from here. Steve, they found out about us from the jingle on the FM.
Oh, FM?
Yep.
Yeah, FM. I'm sorry. You're trying to sell us a car. You physically pushed my sister's face down into ground to get by us.
Well, check this out. I got a new model. And it's not for everybody.
Wow.
Okay?
That makes up for that.
Okay, I take back what I said before. Oh my God.
Totally
come here. Come here, you two. Come here. Open the door.
Get in there.
Now hold on. Okay. I'm gonna ask you a question that seems a little inappropriate.
Okay.
But it's an important question. A little inappropriate. Important question.
How can it be important if it's a little
you like to while driving?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. What are you looking at me like that for, miss? she seems stunned.
Yeah,
what, you never seen a man?
She's never done it before.
Wait, you never done the old...
Yeah, no, click
I'm
the
waiting
mouse.
For death.
You haven't done any of the old... Whoa. None of that?
No.
Well, you're in the right car. Now, this has got automatic cruise control and sleep sensors.
Wow.
So that means...
Okay, so today, kids, we're going to talk about I told you last week we were going to discuss some more serious things uh-huh. in class, and today we're going to talk about biology. And I'm so nervous.
Which is it? You're sweating.
And how it affects you as you
get older. Just pretend as if I'm not watching your class right now, okay? You're just being audited. It's fine. I'm not judging. Go ahead.
This is the principal.
It's so funny because the principal keeps interrupting to say to not notice him.
Yeah. And
well, clearly you're fumbling on this. I just want you to know that you're okay to just be yourself.
This is awkward for us.
Yeah.
Thank you, Principal Face. Okay. This is, we're talking today about the reproductive organs and how mm-hmm. they intermingle. And when they intermingle, I want you to think about certain sounds, like when these two points on these people touch, it sounds
you're
like
pointing
this.
At me and my brother.
It sounds like that. So
I've heard that sound before. I've heard that in my mom's bedroom before.
Right? Yeah. Wow. And then if you turn this one around and keep
stop
this one
in the pointing at me and my brother. It's weird.
Can I interrupt for just a moment? Could I just interrupt for just a moment?
Yes, Principal Face.
What is it? Ah, jeez, you're shouting now. What I would say is less gesturing.
I had this.
I think a lot of this conversation can be made with just your mouth, without the hand gestures, without turning anything around.
Honestly. For example,
less is more. Well, okay, let me talk to the kids real quick. So, kids,
Principal Face, we're gonna have to remove your title as well as put you on administrative leave for the next couple months. What you did in that classroom was beyond offensive and irreversible.
There must be some kind of mistake. I was winging it. I was trying to help another teacher.
Well, we understand that, sir. But you know, the amount of damage that had happened just from using your mouth instead of hand gestures. I mean, it was traumatic.
Well, it was just words. Words can't.
My daughter is pregnant, you son of a bitch.
Okay. Can we get them out of here? Jimmy, can we make sure they don't come in here? God damn it.
And that's our show for today. Your daughter is pregnant. Oh, let's thank all the alchemists. How about first timer Rob Wilson crushing it? Thank you. Thank you so much, Rob. Where can folks find or follow you on the socials or any websites, anything you want to plug today?
Yeah, I'll just do the IG. Rob Wilson, RobWillsun on Instagram. Come check my shit out, man. It's cool.
All right. And thank you so much. And please join us again as soon as possible.
Please.
All right.
Thank you.
And much love to Jesse Kendall for taking care of our shit.
Oh, man,
today.
He's the greatest.
Yeah. Caroline Connor, welcome back all the way from the state of New Jersey.
Ew. Thank you.
Unless you had an address you wanted to share.
Yeah, 752. Uh-huh.
Don't do it.
And then you figure out the rest. You figure out the rest.
You gave too much.
Gave way too much.
There are 17 752s. So just go one to the next.
Find me.
Yeah. And you're in the basement, right?
I'm in the attic.
Oh, shit.
Oh, we were trying to give you an out.
Yeah, we really were. I'm glad you're back to pooping normal, and thank you so much for rejoining, and I'm excited to tell that you're hunkered down there.
Yay.
Yeah, way to go. Appreciate you. James Heaney?
Thanks for having me.
Oh, wait, Caroline, on the Instagrams, folks should follow you. at
Cotter something. Poop.
That's the one. Cotter.
She does now.
Yep.
Does now. Yeah, Cotter Poop now.
At Instagram. Sorry, James. You were saying. I'm so sorry.
Well, I was saying, if you ever want to play some marbles with me and Swan Trizzle, it's on twitch.tv/TheRealJamesHeaney. Actually, let me change that because you gave me a hot tip the other week. twitch.tv/TheRealJamesHeaney.
It's just saving you one word, two syllables.
Wow, it actually feels better rolling off the tongue, too.
It really does. Yeah. I appreciate you. Chris Alvarado, thank you so much. And for the drawing.
Yeah, you got it.
I did. Put that up on the Patreon.
On my website, chris-alvarado.com, I have a link to Joey's album. I have a link to James's website and Jackie DeRuthy's Instagram, as I said, would be there. Also, I'm looking at Rob Wilson's
Instagram here, we have three friends in common, Rob. We have Kevin Schroyer, who's an angel.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Rendell, who's an angel. And Rob Rico.
Oh, yeah, man.
Good.
Little
good
MI
guy.
Family.
Yeah, yeah, little MI family there. Love that. Yeah. So I will be following you right now.
And I'm going to follow you right back.
Woo! This is how it works, people.
This is it.
That's exactly how it works.
Hollywood.
And Joey Greer?
Mm-hmm.
Lovely. Thank you so much for being here, man. Really appreciate you.
Happy
much
to
love
be
to your family there in the state of Nevada.
That's right.
Unless you want to give us an address.
Mm-hmm. 752? I don't know it, I don't know it.
Okay.
I would if I could.
Check out who's living at 752.
I won't.
Then report back to us, please. Let's thank our producer and engineer of the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. Doug Bain.
Bain.
The fine folks at iHeartMedia. And thank you so much as your hosts. I greatly appreciate all your emails and your missives. And please continue to write to us. Your name here at alchemythis.com. Please wear a mask and look out for each other. Be kind. It doesn't hurt. It helps. Until next time.
Alchemy.